From slushy spring turns on Mammoth Mountain to the quiet courts of Eastern Sierra Sports, and a weekend forecast that says, bring the layers and maybe a windbreaker. We've got everything you need to know and a few things you didn't know you needed. This is Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for local news with a high elevation and a higher sense of humor. Today's show is brought to you by Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you that adventure, it doesn't have an off season. Hit that subscribe button, give us a like, and don't forget to follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials. Because if news breaks and you're not following us, did it even happen? The Inyo National Forest is proposing new or increased recreation fees at 7 sites. This increase will affect the Mount Whitney Trail permit cost and off-highway vehicle campgrounds, including Hartley Springs, Glass Creek, and Grandview. The aim is to fund improvements and maintain facilities, especially as operating costs are expected to increase. Additionally, the Whitney Portal Trailhead day fee will also increase from 10 to 25. Public comments are being accepted until June 30th, 2025. Feedback can be submitted online via mail or in person. Northern Inyo Healthcare District celebrated National Nurses Week by recognizing its outstanding nurses. Three labor and delivery nurses, including Alicia Jarvis and Bree Trimble, received the 2025 DAISY Award for their exceptional care during a recent surrogacy birth at the hospital. Labor and delivery nurse Carol Vujicic received the Good Catch Award for her attention to detail and for catching a medication error before it could reach the patient and taking steps to ensure a similar error wouldn't take place in the future. Corey Miller from the Rural Health Clinic received the Mission and Spirit Award for her dedication to NIHD's core values and for maintaining the healthcare district's standards while ensuring the best care for her patients. Last but not least, Matt Burton-Zetti, a new nurse at the specialty clinic, received the Rookie of the Year Award for his dedication to his patients and commitment to professional growth. Thank you to all these incredible healthcare workers. Getting to Mammoth Lakes has never been easier or breezier. With direct flights into Eastern Sierra Regional Airport, BIH, via United from San Francisco, you can go from city streets to alpine bliss in under an hour. Additionally, Advanced Air is offering direct flights to Mammoth Yosemite Airport from the Hawthorne, LA Airport, and Carlsbad. More time for pow laps, patio beers, and peak sunsets. Last time on the road, and way fewer podcasts to power through. Fly in, gear up, and let Mammoth do the rest. Book your air escape now at visitmammoth.com. Mammoth Lakes Tourism, we're getting here. Well, that's just part of the adventure. Mono County has appointed James Peavy as the new Director of Human Resources. Since 2023, the Assistant County Administrative Officer has been providing leadership as the interim director following the previous director's departure. Peavy is currently serving as the Human Resources Manager in Concord City, a role he has held since 2021, and brings over 2 decades of experience. His appointment was confirmed on May 13th, and he is expected to begin his new role in early June. The 4th annual Eastern Sierra Pride Festival is scheduled for June 7th and 8th at a new venue in Mammoth. Organizers are seeking volunteers and vendors to participate in the event, which aims to celebrate and support the LGBTQ+ community in the Eastern Sierra. Volunteers can receive a free water bottle, gain access to a dedicated volunteer break area, and for volunteers who donate a certain amount of time, day or weekend passes will be awarded. Additionally, carpooling arrangements can be organized by Eastern Sierra Pride for those who need it. Interested parties can sign up through the festival's official website. Look, stop refreshing your email, waiting for something exciting. We've got you. Subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now and get the latest local news, events, weather, and everything worth knowing from Lone Pine to Levining, and even a little further, delivered straight to your inbox. No fluff, no spam, just timely updates with a side of Sierra Sass. I said sass. Sign up now at easternsierranow.com. Your inbox, it'll thank you. Now for a look at this weekend's community events. We've got a lot of variety, starting off with C5 Art Studios hosting the opening reception for From the Ridgeline, featuring artists Maddie LaFox and Topaz Spoonhunter. The event is open to the public and will begin at 5:30 p.m. Garden Fest, hosted by Eastern Sierra Land Trust, is taking place tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., and will feature a variety of vendors selling plants, seeds, and beverages. As the third annual Wildfire Resilience Month continues, a defensible space and community cleanup event will take place tomorrow at the Mammoth Lakes Community Recreation Center starting at 9 a.m. Also tomorrow, Eastern Sierra Pride is hosting a nature hike open to everyone starting at 9 a.m. The hike will be led by botanist and natural historian Richard Rockman with a focus on nature photography. Back at C5 Art Studios, they are hosting a hand-building ceramics class tomorrow starting at 10:30 a.m. with a limit of 8 spots available. On Sunday, a National Blind Birder Birdathon event will be held at Burcham Canyon starting at 8:30 a.m. Lastly, INYO 350 is hosting a special presentation about gold mining at Conglomerate Mesa and what that means for the surrounding environments in hopes of increasing public understanding. Once again, if you want more information on these events or more like them, please visit EasternSierraNow.com or just download the mobile app. All right, Mammoth Faithfuls, the calendar may say May, but the mountain says let's keep this party going. We're still rocking a solid 58 inches of spring conditioned snow at the base. That's right, 58 inches of soft, slushy goodness that screams goggle tan and last lap bragging rights. 80 trails and 7 lifts are spinning across the final 3 parks of the season. So whether you're here to carve, cruise, or just casually fall off of a box in front of your friends, we've got you covered. Expect partly cloudy skies and mild temps all day. So it's the kind of weather where you can wear your retro onesie and feel smug about ditching the base layers. Remember to always be safe and responsible on the mountain, but don't forget to have fun. Spring skiing, well, that's a vibe, and Mammoth still delivers. Running a business in the Eastern Sierra? Look, let Eastern Sierra Now manage your social media so you can do what you do best. Serve customers, not scroll feeds. From content creation and scheduling to engagement and ad strategy, we make your brand look good while you stay focused on the real work and maybe sneak in a hike or two. Local voice, real results, zero stress. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com. On to our local sports report brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Well, folks, it's a quiet day on the scoreboard. No new games to report from the Bishop Union Broncos or any other teams across the region. At least they didn't report them to us. But hey, even athletes need a rest day, right? Here at Eastern Sierra Now, we love cheering on our local legends, whether they're scoring goals, hitting threes, or just running faster than everyone else in the lunch line. That said, we mostly get our updates from BUHS, and we know there's more future MVPs out there. So if you're part of another school, a coach, a parent, or just somebody with a whistle and a roster, send us your game info, man. We're here to represent all student athletes in the Eastern Sierra. And if you're a local business looking to back the home team, consider sponsoring one of our segments. We've got open slots in the ski report, weather report, and more. Perfect for getting your name out there while supporting local news. Big thanks to Back Alley Bull and Grill for keeping this sports report rolling, whether you're striking pins or striking up conversation. Back Alley's got your back with good food, good times, and the best bowling lanes this side of the Sierra. And before we go off on our weekend adventures, here's a look at the weather report. Bishop, today, partly cloudy skies with a high around 81, low of around 48. A pleasant day to enjoy the outdoors. I've been out all day today, so I can vouch for that. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning giving way to sunshine and increasing winds. Highs around 74, lows around 44. Hold on to your hats. And Sunday, partly sunny and breezy with highs reaching 77, lows of 42. Perfect for a Sunday stroll. Want to go for a walk? Hit me up. Mammoth. Today, mild temperatures with times of clouds and sun. Highs near 60, lows of 36. Ideal for spring skiing. Morning shower tomorrow is possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, windy, and cooler. Highs around 49, lows 30. Bundle up. And Sunday looks like partly sunny and warmer with breezy conditions in the afternoon. Highs reaching 56, lows of 28. A great day to hit the slopes. That's a wrap on this edition of Eastern Sierra Now, where the snow's still hanging on, the sports are taking a breather, and the weather's just indecisive enough to keep things interesting. Big thanks again to Mammoth Lakes Tourism for sponsoring today's show. When in doubt, head to Mammoth. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Share us with your neighbors, especially the ones who still think dial-up is a valid excuse for being uninformed. Until next time, stay smart, stay warm, and stay weird. Eastern Sierra.